Can you hear me okay? If we were going to have a theme for this year's Alumni Day, it would probably be time. Not that there's really a theme, but let's say it is. And of course, we're all sort of obsessed with this new millennium thing and debating whether it has already occurred or is going to occur in about 6 months. And Indian Springs, like everyone else, is trying to understand what its role was and make sense of its role in the past, as well as understand what its path will be in the future. And we thought it would be a treat to have three of the distinguished professors of many of our lives reminisce about their time at Indian Springs. So we asked Mr. Canty and Mr. Fleming and Mr. Watkins if they could talk to us some about their memories of the school. Conspicuously absent from this presentation would be two people. One would be Sybil Daring, who passed away recently, who also could give us many good stories. The other would be Jack Donaldson, who passed away a year ago, who is probably best taking his reminiscences with him. Now, and that, although that would be a good fundraiser, and you can pay Springs for him to shut up. But so here I am, and I have to admit that it's a day of contrast too to have me following a distinguished alumni and alumnus. And I was certainly not the stellar student that many of the students were here. As a matter of fact, my path was never in danger of colliding with academic excellence. So I was a little intimidated about the prospect of having to write a letter to these three distinguished professors of ours, asking them to come today, because I knew there was going to be some grammatical error in there somewhere. So I wrote the letter, and I rewrote the letter, and I obsessed over it, and I sent it to them. And then I sent a copy to Marcy Jefferson via email to make sure I'd not made some snafu over the scheduling, whatever. And she said, "Yeah, it looks good. You misspelled Mr. Fleming's name." So my first thought was, damn. And then I realized that Mr. Fleming was sitting there thinking, that old Scott boy from Montgomery hasn't changed in 25 years, because he doesn't forget anything. He certainly doesn't forget what kind of student I was. So just to prove that I know the value of spelling names and words properly, and that I know to use a dictionary when I write to check things that I'm not sure of spelling, I'm going to let them start their presentation with a definition of time from Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. Time: any of a genus of mints with small, pungent, aromatic leaves, a garden herb used in seasoning and formula medicine.